Thanks for joining us as we continue our topic of prayer over these days in January. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44 is our passage today. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You've heard an old country preacher story about saying in one of his sermons, he said, some of you women here today are involved in gossip. And a man in the back of the room yelled, preach it, brother, preach it. And the preacher continued, and some of you teenagers are not respecting your parents. And the same man hollered, preach it, brother, preach it. And then one more thing the preacher added, some of you men are so tight-fisted with your money, you're robbing from God. And the same man looked down and muttered, oh, come on, you just went from preaching to meddling in my personal business. I kind of feel that way with our passage today. I can relate to the reasoning of Matthew 5:43. I love hanging out with neighbors. That's a good time, joking around, laughing, investing in the lives of people you like. I can handle that. And my enemy? Why do I want to give the time of day to someone who's out to get me? But then, as he often does, Jesus goes from preaching to his inspired, authoritative meddling. Jesus' purpose is not to tell me what I am comfortable hearing. His message is to tell me what I need to hear. And sometimes the truth is hard to swallow. So I have some things to talk to God about. Some people and emotions, some irritations and dislikes, some frustrations, maybe even some anger that has risen to the surface. There are people I'd rather not talk about, but now I have to talk to them about God about them. Hey, no one said this would be easy. If somehow you thought following Christ was going to be a cakewalk, you got some bad information. So talking to God is often talking about people who are having really a lot of challenges with, and asking God to help us treat them in a right way. Father, I don't want to love people who hurt me or hurt those I love. It is not in my nature. I want to obey you, but I need your supernatural help. This is one more thing I can add to my list of things I cannot do on my own. Give me what I need to love and pray for my enemies. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.